Right, sure.
How you doing, baby? Shouldn't have called you baby.
Would you rather be thrown into a...
not even answering my question.
Would you rather be thrown into a den of snakes or a boar pen with a boar?
Boar.
Why?
Wait, how big is the boar and what kind of snakes?
There's like 50 to 60 snakes.
I didn't ask the number. Obviously, the pit would be full.
Huge.
What kind of snakes?
The worst ones.
Poisonous or constrictors?
Constrictors.
Well, And then the boar is how big?
That's a big boar.
It's a big boar?
Yeah.
How likely am I to befriend the boar and become its master and it's my steed?
Not likely.
See,
at
all. That was when I was immediately like, maybe I could convince this boar to be my comrade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But instead, he's going to murder me. I think I'm going to go pit of snakes. Yeah.
This is so stupid.
Well,
I got into a boar pen when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I survived.
Yeah. Well, you clearly were hit in the head. You're very dumb.
Me?
Yeah. You, me.
You talking about me?
Wait. So, yeah, actually, pit of snakes might not be. Do I get a weapon?
No.
Hands.
You've already made your answer.
I just have to hands this boar. I didn't. Yeah, you're right. Snakes. Because I could maybe break its jaw off.
Yeah. I think that you would go well against 50 snakes.
Yeah, I know. That'd be terrible. I'd be consumed. Have you seen King Kong, Peter Jackson's King Kong?
No, I refuse. I don't like any kind of movie with action.
That's not true.
if there's any kind of scene at all.
Any kind of scene?
Any kind of scene in a movie.
So you've never seen a movie in your life?
I just find myself rolling my eyes a lot.
Greg, this movie is really great. Does it have scenes?
I'm like, what are they? How many, movies are so, I think that I could write movies. How many movies have you seen where two cars are driving right next to each other and two people from each car are fist fighting inside of going 100 miles an hour?
You have told us previously that you grow up on the Fast and Furious franchise. Yeah.
There's just two cars driving next to each other and people fist fighting each other in two zebra cars. I could write a movie. It's not very hard.
Yeah, you could write a bad movie.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I think that's what one of my biggest issues is. I should just start striving to make crap.
Right now, no thinking. Make up a movie in your head.
All right, so this mechanic, he's working on a car, and the guy who brings it in is like, do not look inside, just I need you to fix the axle. And he's like, all right, I'll fix the axle, and he does it, but then accidentally something happens, and the car kind of like tilts on this little thing, and something falls out. It's a body. He's like, shit, I shouldn't have seen this body. He puts it back in, but he doesn't put it back in right. And then the guy who brings the car in is like, oh, that move, the body was moved. That mechanic saw things, and the mechanic knows that he's being chased, so he's taken off in his sick car, the car he's been working on his entire life. It's a Ford F-150. And he's taking off crossroads, and then the other guy, he's pursuing him, but he's got like kind of, the car that he brought in wasn't an off-road vehicle. So the moral of the story is that you need to buy a big car with big tires. Because those are the guys who win.
Name of the movie? Big Rig.
Big Rig.
Two.
Yeah. Two. Yeah, because the first one's... I think I wrote a pretty good movie there.
That was awesome.
You can write good movies as long as the car is like a tertiary character of some kind.
Tertiary, yeah.
Tertiary.
All right, want to know my movie?
No, I didn't ask.
Can I do one?
Yeah, go. What's your movie?
One car is driving up real fast.
I love that we got cars to start.
And then there's another car coming up. Two cars, they meet. They're driving right next to each other. And one guy sticks his head out of the window of one car, and the other guy sticks his head out of the window of the other car. They start fist fighting.
And then, but okay. And
then the title card drops down.
This is that
and
would
it's
be
called.
So yeah.
Car fist.
So it would have to be a car from England or wherever they drive on the left side of the road, and then a car from America or wherever they drive on the right side of the road, because the steering where the people are sitting, some guy would have.
Oh,
to
no, one guy's in the back seat. It's both American cars. We're not getting complicated.
So there's another driver in the other car?
No, there's somebody's driving for the fight.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have two fighters.
Oh.
Actually, they're both in the back seat.
That could just be like a series on Spike TV produced by UFC's Dana White.
I like this.
Car fight.
car fight.
Actually, I think I've seen something like that where they put two jujitsu guys in a car and they're like, all right, fight. Yeah. Have you seen the slap contest stuff before?
Yeah, those guys are cool.
The absolute Nimrods.
Nimrod, dude.
Nimrod, great word. We're bringing it back.
You know Nimrod, what that means, right? Yeah, no, I'll tell you.
Yeah, Nimrod.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, I know. It's like a Greek hunter god, right? Nimrod was the Greek hunter. Nimrod. Coming this fall. A movie about a guy whose car gets stolen and he's a really good hunter, but that was his favorite fucking car. It was a Ford F-150 fully loaded J.D. Power & Associates 2018. The best year that a Ford F-150 was made, bitch. Coming this fall. That was ad music.
Well, that was fun.
It could be other things, though.
Yeah, like what?
Like a... Sunday.
Very off.
Wait, no, yeah. It's like, wait. I feel like it's a Stranger Things ad, maybe.
Hold on, wait one second. This ad is sponsored by
Gatorade. When you're so hungover, you shit your pants, but you can't get up. Gatorade.
It helps a little.
It helps a little, I swear.
Do you like blue sugar water?
Do you like blue sugar water and a little bit of help when you're so hungover you pooped your pants in bed and you can't get up?
Well,
Gatorade.
You're gonna love blue Gatorade.
Those are some fucking ads, dude. Someone should hire us.
Yeah. Oh, man, I have a movie, actually, of... All right, it's two guys are walking down the street.
Yeah.
Two guys are walking down the street on a regular day.
Yeah.
They look up. Godzilla.
That'd be kind of, well, this is a funny bit. What if it was like two movie announcers were hired to commentate on the same thing? It's the guys with like the two people who are like this fall,
right?
But the studio booked two of them
at the same time
to do it together. This fall, coming to theaters.
It's actually this spring.
Yeah, this spring. Sorry, coming to theaters near you.
It's a Halloween movie. It's actually.
And it's on Netflix. Shit, that's my bad. It's the crunchiest movie you've ever fucking seen.
Picture a city in ruin.
But it's on a farm. It takes place on a farm.
But it's also a city in ruin.
A farm ruined city farm.
It's a city underneath a farm.
And zombies are everywhere.
The zombies are, they've been dead for a while.
And they've been everywhere.
But they're back.
And they're back. But they've always been here. Is it just, it's two people trying to, it's kind of like our, when you and I were tripping mushrooms in Door County. We did drugs illegally. We don't have any on us anymore. Greg and I were doing this bit, we were on mushrooms and we went on a big walk and we both found walking sticks and we both were convinced we were wizards.
Yeah, it was wild. And I wanted to be the leader.
Yeah, and then
Chris wanted to be the leader.
The leader, yeah, because we're both natural born leaders.
So it was two... people just being
wizards.
Like,
you can call them wizards.
You must follow me if you'd like to survive.
No, actually, follow me instead.
Right this way now.
Down this path, actually. It's this way, actually, it turns out.
If you'd like to live, I've been alive longer.
That's what I've been saying this whole time. Me, I'm the oldest. What was that? Oh, fuck.
That was me casting a little spell at you.
My ass, I've shit. Oh, God. Oh, fuck my ass. Oh, man.
Bow.
You're a wizard, but you only have one spell, and it's ass-related. What's the spell that you choose?
Is it ass-related spell?
Yeah, you have one ass-related spell.
Spray fart! Spray farts, go!
Whoa, that would be a hilarious, you're just an ass wizard.
The ass wizard's
Gregory,
here.
The ass wizard.
Take cover. The ass wizard
is. You spray fart. You shit your pants. You reverse fart.
That's when the air goes in.
Get down. The ass wizard approaches. Everybody get down. Freeze.
Freeze. Hey, All right. Would you rather be a lumberjack or a coal miner?
Lumberjack.
Why?
Sorry, I coughed. Lumberjack. Lumberjack? Because I'm claustrophobic.
What if I told you that 10 days into working the coals, it collapses and you die?
Yeah, lumberjack.
And that doesn't sway you at all?
Oh, wait, I get to die? Yeah, never mind. I get to be buried alive, confronting one of my greatest fears. Yeah, no, that sounds good.
I think that a coal.
It's the most inconvenient stutter. You just stutter half a whole sentence.
I'm not very good at words.
I
think a coal mine might
be a jazzy place. What is going on with you today? You woke up in like an 80s horror movie.
Oh God, they're coming. There he is.
It's DJ Doom.
Do a horror movie pitch.
Do something.
A horror movie pitch?
Yeah, Chris doesn't like scary movies.
I really don't like scary movies. I feel like my horror movie pitch would be like, so you're home alone and it's all chill. Nothing actually
It's Home
happens.
Alone and it's actually the movie it's Home Alone.
No, that's too scary.
And it's Christmas time.
No, too scary, dude.
Is Home Alone too scary for you?
No, I can deal with Home Alone, but it is. The premise is pretty scary. Imagine being a little boy. And you're getting robbed by Joe Pesci and the other guy whose acting career really didn't go anywhere.
No, he did a lot.
Nuh-uh.
He turned into Vin Rames. No, wait. No,
what
that's not
that?
Him.
What's Vin Rames?
It's an actor. I mix those two up sometimes.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
He turned into one of the cars that Vin Diesel drove.
He's a fast car.
I don't know the lyrics at all.
I know that calls.
He drives a fast car.
It's a fast car.
He's going to hit a ditch and flip four times. Going to hit the seatbelt.
Bitch.
But he didn't buckle it. He went through the windshield. Now he's dead on the sidewalk. And everyone's screaming. A little girl saw it.
Car was driving too fast. Car hit a bump and everyone died fast. Everyone's dead on the road.
We should really pay attention to fatalities. Cars are way more dangerous than anybody really thinks you're gonna die.
If you drive a fast car, you're probably gonna end up dying.
I don't like to speed.
Well, dude.
Greg Kennedy never drove his car above the speed limit. If it was 55, he'd drive 53. Until one day, he was in a slight hurry and didn't want to be late. Starring Vin Diesel as Greg Kennedy.
Family.
Family.
This was for family.
And Vin Diesel as Chris Higgins.
Take me to Hollywood.
Vin Diesel playing young
Directed
Chris Higgins.
By Vin Diesel.
He doesn't have any hair.
Cut. And that's a wrap.
Vin Diesel playing you is funny. Also as funny as, didn't you have an audition once for somebody?
I've auditioned for some pretty ridiculous things that definitely didn't fit me.
Who do you think in the lab recently?
I auditioned to be Hulk Hogan recently. It's my headshot is just like everybody's. It's the shoulders up, so they can't see that I've got the body of a milk truck.
Well, I think it's funny that they wanted you to be young Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
You're 32?
I'm older than he is now. Yeah, I didn't get it, obviously. I didn't even make it to the callbacks.
No? Do you think that it was your performance or your appearance?
I think both combined. where they could you imagine watching that? They're I was probably like, "Hi, I'm Chris Higgins. I live," and they're probably like, "Nope, done." Like, no way.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Chris Higgins, hey, and I want to be Hulk Hogan.
Really excited to be Hulk Hogan. What's up, brother? Like, I don't even do it well.
That is so funny.
You want to hang out with the Hulkster? It's not even. It's like I do more. It's like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, you. I mean, it was a.
It was bad. I ran it by you, and you were like, "That's not good at all."
And you're like, "Well,
well, I don't know what to do." My manager sends me an audition, and I feel like it's like rude to be like, "No."
Well, I mean, if your manager sending you Hulk Hogan,
yeah, you could maybe. I could maybe be like, "No," but I've gotten some other roles that I think really suit me.
Yeah, I'm not roasting you.
Mm-mm. One, my first ever thing that I auditioned for was a pig farmer.
Yeah,
a brutish pig farmer was the exact description.
And
it was in Alec Baldwin's Rust. That was
so. That was fun.
That was the movie, the first ever audition. I didn't get it. I got a call back, but I never got past that. I think I got
could have been
back.
You out there.
I don't really remember. Actually, maybe I didn't. But anyway,
you would have had the gun.
I really dodged a bullet on that one. Bow, wow, and the last audition I had was Grimy White Guy.
Really?
I tried to mug a young, I think it was in 50 Cent.
Show me.
Show. I was like, "You're looking a little drunk there. You want me to take your money? Do you want to know how I got these scars?" I just did that whole monologue.
"Do you want to know why I want to take your money?
You want to know?"
Gotta lick.
He does a lot of lick lips.
You know why he does that, right?
Why? Because the
prosthetics were falling off.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good little detail, Greg.
Oh, sorry. I farted.
Huh? Do you imagine if someone runs into the bathroom, they're like, "Oh God, I really gotta poop. Shit. Oh God." Oh God, it's really coming out now.
That'd be funny if your butt played poop tracks.
What's this next track for us? Oh wow, it's so much different than the other. Oh. Hey. Oh. Bitch. Hey. Wow, this is... Mm-hmm. That's the beginning. It was about to drop there.
No.
How does every button make the same noise? No matter which button you press on that thing.
Well, because I can't change the sound effect. It's one sound effect a show.
Not very good at his job.
It turns out that I don't know anything about what I'm doing out here.
What's one thing you're confident that you do know?
Oh, baby. I'm confident that in the nighttime, I'm going to be awake.
What's one thing that you're confident? Crippling insomnia.
Oh, something that I'm confident in? That tonight, when everyone's laying their eyes down to sleepy pie, my eyes going to be wide awake. Yeah, it's a fact right there, baby.
Just trying to make something like some...
when the people lay down their head at night, and I'm going to keep my eyes open, and I'm going to walk into all my roommates' rooms. I'm going to take a look around in their rooms. They don't know I'm here because I'm creeping around. And then I go and I touch them on the bottom part that's round. The butt.
Just wake up, Greg, softly holding your ass.
What are you doing? Cool it.
Who are you?
We're roommates. You're really afraid of me right now.
I like the idea of it. Before it went to the butt touching, it was like kind of a jazzy song trying to sell like a mental strife.
Strife?
like you're sitting there like social anxiety. y'all ever been nervous that someone was gonna ask you how you are because you haven't asked yourself that question in a while?
How are you?
Fuck, I don't know.
I'm on top of a bridge right now, and I'm hanging on by my pinky toe.
Like a bat. How do you think I'm doing?
Like a goddamn bat.
I'm gonna jump, probably.
Probably.
No. We can't joke about people unaliving themselves, Greg.
I wasn't joking.
Oh, what were you doing?
The bridge was like 10 feet high.
Oh, you were just gonna Maybe
I saw something down on the bottom of the bridge. I was trying to grab it.
Oh, you were going to lower yourself carefully?
Yeah. Oh, it was just a turtle. I thought it was a weird rock.
Don't do it. Oh, he's just looking for a turtle. Never mind. Everyone head on out.
Oh, no. That was a turtle thing.
Man, something ain't right with you.
All right, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
You give me $10 today.
I'm out.
All right, no. All right. You give me $600 right now today.
Nope.
In 5 years,
mm-hmm.
I give you $700.
Wow. I think I've lost money.
No.
Inflation.
No. See, that's why I set it up
supply
like that.
Supply and demand.
But you got to give me 5 years to accumulate.
$100?
No. Yeah, you'd get $100 extra.
You're
going to
accumulate $20 a year?
Well.
Sold.
It's hard.
All right, here's the deal. You give me $500.
Okay.
5 years from now.
Right.
You can't find me.
Okay.
The money's gone.
Right.
I've turned it into $50,000.
Sure.
Along with 400 other people's $500.
Uh-huh.
I live in Bermuda now.
Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, baby mama. Pretty mm-hmm. mama.
Exactly. On a boat.
Boat.
Community.
And there's more people on the boat.
Mm-hmm. Several, because this is a big scheme.
Uh-huh.
And we're forming our own country.
What's the country called?
Chris.
Christoph Island.
Welcome this to the nation of Chris.
Christoph.
I am, of course, your king.
Oh, would you be a king?
Chris, yeah. No, I think monarchy is a good system.
I think that I would be, if I was the leader of the... of a country, I think that I would accumulate a team
mm-hmm.
to help.
Yeah, okay. That seems pretty normal.
And ultimately be murdered.
By the vice captain of your team?
Yeah.
Which would be me. And then I would turn it into a monarchy and rename the country Chris.
Christa.
Welcome to Chris.
Christown.
Greg is no longer your team captain. I don't even know why he called himself that. He was the fucking president of this place.
All right, I found this country. That makes me team captain. We all know how this works.
Hell yeah, George Washington. What do you think about becoming president instead?
But team captain, though.
Now I'm captain. It's me, George Washington. Actually, real George Washington.
All right, check this out. You're flying around in a spaceship.
I like all these. You've got a lot of, what is the word for it?
Questions?
No, hypotheticals.
All right, so check this out. You're flying around on...
a spaceship?
A spaceship, right?
Am I piloting it?
Yeah, you're up there alone.
Uh-huh.
You have a pet pig,
because
mm-hmm. the wrestling match.
Mm-hmm. From the wrestler?
From the pig.
What? When was there a pig?
All right, let me start over.
That was a horrible start.
All right, so check this out.
You got a pig from the wrestling match. We all know what we're talking about. All
right, so would you rather be on a spaceship flying? All right, you're on a spaceship flying around. Check this out. Hold on. No, just wait a second. You'll be able to check this out.
Dude, if you just wait 1 second, you will be able to check this out.
All right, you're flying on a spaceship out in space.
I'm alone. There's a pig.
And you have a pig with you, mm-hmm. right?
And the pig's name?
Piglet.
Okay, keep going.
Piglet. You look to your left, it's Earth,
mm-hmm.
and you watch it explode, right?
Shit.
Next to you is the moon, mm-hmm. with like there, and there's like people building houses on it. Would you go back to Earth to see if it was okay?
No. It's so clear you're making these hypotheticals up word by word.
My brain is trying really
piecing
hard.
It together. You're on a spaceship and you're alone. Yeah, you're alone, and there's a pig there named Piglet, and you look, and Earth has exploded. Would you go explore Earth? Exploded.
All right, you're walking around in the woods. Who are you more afraid to see, a jaguar?
Uh-huh.
Or Bigfoot?
Jaguar.
Why?
Bigfoot's not real.
Oh,
it's a Yeti. Yetis are real.
Yetis are real?
Mm-hmm.
Yetis.
Coming this June to a town near you. Swarms of Yetis. That's right. They're coming out of hiding and have declared war on the entire human race. It's me, Count von Krampenschlump the Blumpenplumpf, the leader of the Yetis. You guys are fucked, humans.
I don't know why that little.
That was pretty funny.
That was a good one.
Count
like
von Schlumpen Plump the Bumpen Flump.
Ooh, who's a. All right, make a movie with Count von Hutenschleim.
Hello, it is me, Count von Hutenschleim. Come to my documentary about factory farming. The evils of chicken farming in central Iowa need to stop. I am a vampire and I eat people, and I think what's happening to the chickens is vile. This December on PBS. The ad is over. I paid for extra time. This is just the music.
I'm so sorry. I cannot turn it off.
Even I am grossed out by the chicken farm.
Chicken farm.
What's that accent?
That was me.
Why does it do that when you play a chord?
Christmas time is nigh.
It's in a year.
Christmas time is nigh.
It couldn't be less nigh. Get him off of the microphone. It couldn't be less nigh.
It's over, Greg.
Easter time shall be. Harmonize with me.
Nah.
Oh my god.
My
favorite
Georgia.
Easter treat.
Man, I don't really
favorite?
I'm not a big Easter guy.
Why?
I didn't grow up in a terribly religious household.
Right.
I think I didn't realize that Easter was a big deal until I left my tiny little bubble I grew up in.
That is so fucking sad.
I don't really care. Like, it's still not even the what happens? I eat a bunch of
you're telling me.
I eat a bunch of crustless sandwiches with a bunch of people wearing light pink, and then I have a gin and tonic at 3. And
let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You don't color no eggs.
Oh, Easter eggs. I kind of forgot about that tradition. Yeah, we used to do Easter egg hunts. I think my family took any part that included, like, giving gifts and, like, all that. And then we were like, we'll take that part of the holiday. But I never had the religious part of it. You did Easter egg hunt?
Yeah. I lost.
You lost.
I lost it all out there.
Every time?
My brother would come flying in like a fucking...
And you're one of the slowest people I've
and
ever...
He'd be, and then my parents wouldn't be paying attention, and he'd put me in a headlock and be like, you're going to die tonight. And then he'd headbutt me.
And he's the father of 3 children now.
Oh, it's so funny. He does the same thing. He goes up to the baby, headlocks her, and he's like, you're going to die tonight.
That's hilarious. That's so funny, Greg.
It's so funny.
What do you think, any wise words that you want to leave any our listener, our one listener with?
Yeah. Listen, everybody. I got to tell y'all something. I'm so sick of you not having a motivation to wake up in the morning. Start doing stuff. Start doing stuff at all costs. This is bad.
Yeah.
I realize I can't talk and do things at the same time.
Well, you're doing it, and you kind of stumbled upon a bit. It's like a really vague motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Speaker.
Because that's too fast, you know? That's what I need. There you go. You do that. I didn't think you had the power to do that. I am so sick of you not being able to do with anything that you keep thinking about, maybe probably trying to do. Every day you wake up and you think, I might think about doing that. I might think I might want to try, but I might not think about doing it later until what after the day's probably done. That's gotta stop, playboy. Today's your day.
That is inspiring stuff.
Not too bad, you know. I just want to get the people riled up.
You want to know what my my inspiring words are for the people?
Sure.
It's really something that's like been a big secret of mine, and it's one of the reasons that I'm so happy.
Oh, okay.
It's huge.
Okay, yeah.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
It changed my life mm-hmm. when I first discovered it. Truly, I like cried. I was so happy.
Right.